Blog Talk Radio.
Another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. It is Friday, July 1st. Isn't it a wonderful day? Oh, my God. I don't know about you. What plans do you guys have for the 4th of July weekend? I know what. I am just going to rest. You know, I love that word, R-E-S-T, rest. You know, God gives us ample opportunity to get rest. But sometimes we choose to do other things and to make our life busy and hectic. So you know what? Today, I said, God, I choose rest. And you know what? Whew, it's a beautiful thing. Well, before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for this day. We thank you for all you have done in our lives. We thank you as you continue to keep us covered and protected and give us wisdom and continue to download instructions for the mandate that you have assigned for our lives. And God, for those that don't know you, Father God, or don't have a relationship with you, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, to touch them, speak to their hearts, let them know that you're a God that loves them and adores them, that you that they are the apple of your eye.
Yes,
the apple of your eye, and that you love them, and that there's nothing, nothing that they've done that would push them away from you. Only thing that you ask them to do, Father God, is repent of their sins, turn from their wicked ways, and then trust you enough to give their lives over to you, over to your plans and your will for their lives. And I promise you, if you do that, God will honor his word and he will honor his part. So God, we thank you. We ask you to forgive us. I know, Father God, that there is something that we have that we said or that we've done throughout the day that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And for that, we thank you and we ask you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace and we thank you for your continued mercy in our lives. And we pray for those right now over this 4th of July weekend that are going through bereavement or dealing with some mental issues, Father God, or dealing with some financial issues or dealing with some relationship issues, God, whatever it is that is hurting their heart or keeping them from living the productive life that you have called them to live. We ask that, God, that you give them a fresh word. God, you give them, you know, cover them with your grace and your mercy. And we will forevermore give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for it is in your son's name. We pray, thank God, and we ask you to be with our guest as he comes on, Pastor Reese. As he comes on and he talks about what God is doing in his life, God clear the airways right now for him, and that his speech is clear, and that he may say something that may be a blessing to our listeners tonight. So we thank you and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me read you a little bit about Pastor Reese as we wait for him to come on. Pastor Reese, an up-and-coming gospel singer hailing from Clarkton, Alabama, has an anointed voice that has been touched by God himself. His ability to be versatile in his singing allows him to reach all age groups with spiritual praise and uplift. His music ministers to the heart and soul of those who stand in need of prayer or who simply love the words of God. His gift is amplified by his devotion to God and his love for music. Pastor Reese has been singing since the tender age of 5. He has been a faithful steward to the Lord. Before moving to New Orleans, his church home was Victory FWP Church in Alabama. Pastor Mimi Hudgens presiding. While at FWP, he served as assistant pastor, superintendent for IFWPC of America Conference and Church. Musician. He has sung lead with the community choir in Salt Lake City, Utah. He was the director of the Independent Free Will Pentecostal Churches of America. He has sung gospel in talent events at the Bevel State Community College in Fayette, Alabama, and he was a musician for the African American Gospel Choir. He has sung gospel songs for weddings in such places as New Mexico, Alabama, and Georgia. And he has been a part of ministries in Chicago and in Indiana. The list goes long, but the work is not yet done. He also served his country in the U.S. Air Force. He obtained his undergrad degree from the University of Alabama and his graduate degree from the University of West Alabama. And he is an active member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity. My dad's a cute dog. Oh, wow. This is going to be an interesting interview. Well, God, We just thank you as you just touch Pastor Reese, because he has truly been doing a lot of things. But before we bring him on, I want to go ahead and I need to share our schedule with you guys for next week. We really, really, really have some great artists that's coming on with us. Now, next week, let's see what God has blessed us with. And we've got a full schedule. Pastor Reese was actually supposed to come on Monday, and we had some technical difficulty, so we rescheduled him for today. And hopefully he did not forget, but if that's the case, then, you know, God is always in control. Now, Monday, we know that's Independence Day, so we will not have any artists on Monday. Then for Wednesday, we have Divine of Annapolis. They'll be coming on Wednesday. And then on Monday the 11th, we have God's Chosen Voices. Then on Wednesday, July the 13th, we have Paula and Angie. Oh, my God. I am really excited about having these ladies on. I've had the opportunity to hear them live and in person, and they are such an anointed mother and daughter group. Then we will have on Monday, July the Ricky McDuffie and family. Then on the 20th, July 20th, we will have evangelist Michelle Tucker. Then again on July 25th, we'll have Tanya Simmons. Then on Wednesday, the 27th, closing out July, we will have the new Melodiers. Wow, that's a mouthful. So July is packed. So I can't wait till you guys actually get an opportunity to hear all these phenomenal groups that are going to be coming on. We're doing a lot of independent artists this month. Because we have an opportunity to hear some really anointed people that, you know, we always hear our mainstream artists, but we never get to hear our anointed independent or inspired artists. And so that's what we're going to be doing for this month. We are going to be, they're going to range from all, you know, all types of groups we're going to be doing. You know, we had the wonderful Daughters of the King, and they're a female quartet group. We had them on, and then we had another quartet. And, you know, I don't do, you know, I love quartet music. I grew up with that here in the South, but we've had sporadic quartet groups, but we really kind of focused on them a lot for this month. Then we've had some neo-soul, and then we've had some gospel, contemporary gospel artists on. And then we switched over and we had Dr. Pete that was on. He was talking about how to get ourselves healthy last month. And we had a wonderful, I don't know if you guys follow Wes Morgan, but we had his mother on, Yolanda Morgan. And she has written a phenomenal book about her perspective on a mother whose child has gone through drug abuse and alcohol, and how, you know, he's come out. And everybody knows that, oh, my God, Wes Morgan has a phenomenal anointed voice, and his testimony is truly powerful. And, you know, his mother even shared things with me that I had no idea that, you know, that they went through during this time. But, you know, so we have a variety of different people on that are talking about, you know, the things that God has placed in their lives to do to build his kingdom. And so if you know of anyone that you think that would be a great candidate for Let's Talk Kingdom, let us know, and we will definitely get those persons on Again, our schedule is really booked. That was July. And I think August is booked as well. So we are probably booked up through the summer, but we are always, always looking for people that that desire to come on and to share what God is doing, you know, with them, you know, in the kingdom of God. And we love exposure. You know, that's what it's about. That's one thing that that we must do more of. We must expose the great things that are happening around the world, literally, because, you know, if we stay in our, you know, little, you know, box, then we don't know what's going on. I had the opportunity to interview, her name was Emily, with, it was a group where they do the monitoring of Christians being persecuted, and it's called Open Doors USA. And, you know, of course, we already know that there are a lot of, there's a lot of persecution that's going on in all around the world, and definitely in the United States as well. But they specifically target the international companies like Syria and Iran and in Korea and especially in Nigeria. I had no idea that, you know, there were a lot of people that have converted that are being persecuted and killed and martyred in these countries, you know, to the extent that they are. We don't hear about it. You know, a lot of times it's downplayed, but they do a fantastic job with making sure that the exposure is out there. So we just thank God that God has given us this platform to expose some of the things that's going on in the kingdom. So that's just some of the things that I wanted to share with you guys. And July is an awesome month. So can't wait. So I think it's Pastor Reese is in Alabama, so I think he may be behind schedule. Sure. Yeah, he may be in Alabama, so I think Alabama time, it may be an hour behind us. So he's thinking that it might be 6:30 his time. It is actually 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I wonder if they're on Mountain Time. I think they're on Central. That's interesting, you know. And that's one of the things that we try to make people aware of, that, you know, during the shows. Because I know I had one time I was scheduled to do an interview with one of our guests, and they were in California. And, you know, California is 3 hours behind us. So a lot of times, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, people understand that, you know, there's going to be just a slight time difference. But, you know, we just thank God that, you know, God gives us the opportunity to talk to people all over the United States. So without further ado, you know, we've read Pastor Reese's bio, and I can't wait for you guys to, you know, to hear some of the things that God is truly doing in his life and his testimony. So without further ado, is this Pastor Reese?
It is. This is Pastor Reese. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fantastic. I was trying to stall and talk to our listening audience a little bit. I think you must have thought that we were on the same time that you were.
I truly apologize to you. I'm so sorry. I did. I was, when I saw 6:30, I was just thinking about 6:30 Central Time. I wasn't thinking about Eastern, but that's totally my fault. I should have been paying more attention, and I truly apologize.
No,
please forgive me.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It happens all the time. That's why we make sure we put on the flyer, let you know that it's EST, Eastern Standard Time, because I was sharing with our audience. I had a situation like that where the guests, they wanted to come on at 6:30, but they wanted it to be 6:30 their time, and they were out of California. So I was like, well, if I do that, that means I have to stay up, you know, till 10 o'clock. And it was 9 o'clock or something like that, but it was funny. But we did it, and, you know, I make amends like that. That's no problem. You know, if God will allow us that opportunity to do that and we want to give you the exposure, then we will definitely do that. But I read your bio already, and we are so honored to have you, man of God. Kind of tell our listening audience, you know, kind of how you got started, because your bio kind of takes you straight into, you know, what you're doing now. But give us, you know, a little bit about how, I know you've been singing since you were five, and a little bit how that happened, but how did you know that, you know, at that age that, or not even at five, but that you knew that this was where God had called you?
Well, I mean, it was, I was raised in a Christian family home. My mother was an evangelist, and now she's pastoring, and she's my pastor, my overseer. But, you know, at a young age, I never really felt like everybody else. You know, I always tried to fit in, and people used to tell me, said, you know, you don't belong here. Like, why are you here? You don't fit in here. And I always tried to force my way to fit in, try to do things, and to run. And I wanted to run away from it, you know, from the call that God really had on my life. And I fought and I struggled, but I was in an injury. I was in the military and I got injured back in 97. And I was temporarily paralyzed. And I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything for myself. Someone had to help bathe me, and I couldn't walk and everything. And while I was there in that state, in that position, God began to, and I began to cry, and I began to ask God, why are you doing this to me? Why are you taking me through this? What is the problem? What did I do so bad? Why are you messing up my life and my career this way? And God began to let me know that you belong to me. And you can't run from what I have placed on you. And he was showing me that it's so easy to get caught up and to lose everything and just a split second. And I began to just call on God, and I began to beg him and ask him, you know, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And God began to let me know that I want you to preach my word, stand on my word. And I said, well, God, I said, I don't want to do that. I said, I've been singing since I was five. I said, I sing and everything else, but I said, I don't want to preach. I don't want to do that. No, I said, I do everything else but that. I'll sing and I'll play drums or whatever, but I'm not going to preach, and I'm not doing it. And God began to deal with me so, and until I got into a state of surrendering. And once I reached the state of surrendering, then God began to bless me, and God began to deal with me. But it wasn't a thing that overnight I started walking again. It took a while. It was a process that I was going through. And God was showing me things that you have to stay before him, and you have to trust him, and you have to continue to seek his face, and that God is not slack on what he's going to do. But it's up to us what we do that is going to cause God to react to what is being done. And I began to seek God even more. And as I sought God, God began to reveal, and God began to open up doors, and God began to bless me where I could start walking and start getting around even more. And then as I even surrendered to God even more, then I remember it was so funny. I was in church one day and just giving God the praise, and before I knew it, I was standing up straight, and I was able to walk. And it just happened. And I said, and you know, and it took someone else to say, do you realize that you're standing up straight? Do you realize what's going on? And I'm like, what do you mean? They said, you're not bowed over anymore or anything. And I was like, oh, my God. And when I finally realized it, I had to praise God some more. So, I mean, but God truly blessed me And God has given me that testimony, and this is how I know that God is not slack on what he has for us to do, and that God can do anything and everything in his times according to his will, but we have to line up with his will.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Now, you're in Alabama now?
I am. I'm in Alabama now.
And what's the name of your church?
My ministry is Victorious Living Ministries, and I'm working with my mother, and she's my overseer as well. And we have a Victory Free Will Pentecostal Church, but I have a traveling ministry that goes around, and I minister under Victorious Living Ministries. So right now we're in the process of remodeling and doing some things at the actual building, but God is just blessing. I mean, God is doing great things. People are hearing about us. People are coming, and you know, people are blessed. I post certain things on Facebook. People respond, and it's just a blessing. I mean, it's truly a blessing.
Wow, that's fantastic! Now, tell us about the different awards, because you got some nominations that have come up recently that that have been a blessing to you. So, kind of tell our listening audience about that and how your music ministry is, you know, just growing, and are really just that your territory is truly enlarging.
Amen. It is, and I'm truly grateful that God, you know, opened up the door. I was just in shock. I was nominated for I thought it was just one award, but I kept getting information, and it kept telling me, hey, you're nominated for another award. And then I received something and said, well, you're nominated for new gospel contemporary song of the year, and I'm like, okay, all these different nominations coming in, and it was shocking to me. It just kind of shocked me. And I don't know how to I can't put it into words, because I never thought that my music would even be nominated for anything, because I didn't do it for that reason. I did it out of my heart and because of what God has placed in my life. But I don't know. It was just amazing to me. And that's the Igara, you know, Igara, which is the independent gospel artist, you know, and they contacted me and let me know I was nominated and for these five different categories. And, you know, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Thank you. You know, God is so good. And it's in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, they want me to come down to the banquet and to perform. They have a great platform. They have a lot of things that are transpiring going forth, and just looking forward to it, and looking forward to what's going to happen. And I've been praying and saying, God, you know, if it's your will, I'm grateful just for the nominations, just to be nominated. But, you know, however God's will is, if he sees fit that I am awarded with something, I give him the praise for that as well, because I realize it's not me. It's only God. Mm-hmm. It's not me at all. And I take no credit for anything that goes on, because I know, you know, first and foremost, that if it had not been for God, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So I just truly give God the praise.
Amen, amen. And I will be seeing you there as well, because I'll be coming down myself. I'm a presenter at the Igara Awards, because our radio station is affiliated. Our talk show is affiliated with them, so we will be down there as well. So I praise God that we'll get an opportunity, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to meet each other face to face.
Amen. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
I know somebody asked me, I was like, is Pastor Reese related to you? And I was like, no. I said, I don't think so. Because, my married name, I'm a Reese, and my married name is Reese. So, but we only have about 1 minute left on the show. Our show is from 6:30 to 7, so we got to get you back on.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we're in a time slot that they're very strict. But I would be so honored if you would close our show out with a word of prayer, and we're going to get you back on so we can have you on for the 30 minutes. How about that?
Okay. That sounds great to me. Thank you. Definitely, I'll end with a word of prayer. Just, dear Heavenly Eternal Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this moment.
Yes.
We thank you for everyone that's listening. And we thank you, God, for just allowing us to be here right now for this opportunity, for this moment, giving you all the praise and the honor, knowing that it's not me, but it's you, God, that does everything. God, you said that nothing is too hard for you, God. And you said that, you know, we can do all things, God, through you if we just reverence your name and just do the things that's required in our hands. If we obey you and serve you, if we just submit to your will, God, that you will open up doors, that you will do even greater, exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or even think. And we thank you for it, and we believe in you for it, God. And we ask you, God, for increase as you see fit,
yes,
according to your will. And we just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Reese, thank you so much. If you would, send your website information and how our listeners can find your music and, you know, your schedule of your upcoming events, and we will post that out on our Facebook page. We so appreciate if you would do that for us.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely do that, and I thank you so much, and I apologize again for the time frame and me not calling in sooner. I truly apologize for that.
No, don't worry. We'll get you on again. Trust me. We'll find some way to get you worked in here, because, you know, that's one thing I love to do. I love to expose our up-and-coming great artists. Well, Kingdom listeners, we thank you for tuning in. We love you. Have a great 4th of July weekend. And as we always close out the show, let's talk, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night, Pastor Reese.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take a